Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babul Ghadabi idhan tuhikat hurumati shar'i wal intisari li dinillahi ta'ala. The chapter on anger when the sacred laws of Allah Ta'ala are violated and helping the religion of Allah Ta'ala. Wal intisar, to take intiqam, to take revenge. So here it's translated as helping the religion of Allah Ta'ala. What it means we'll explain just now. Up till now we were discussing the dislike for anger, the need to control one's anger, the need to suppress one's anger, the need to swallow one's anger. What a bad thing anger is. Up till now, that is when somebody does something to us in our personal capacity, in our personal level, they harming us, they showing disregard to us, or they did something that we don't like, and at that time we were told 4 steps. Immediate sabr, that immediately don't react. Thereafter tolerance, because it will be eating a person for a while, that how is this person behaving? So we show tolerance for now a longer period of time, known as tahammul. And the next step is to forgive the person. And the 4th step is i'rad anil jahilin, that turn away, don't focus now on that person that is behaving in an ignorant manner, or a person who doesn't even know. Don't focus. Now you focus on your work, you do what you do. You went through these 4 steps. But we're coming to a section now where we are actually told that to express one's anger, to show one's anger at this moment, is something that is praiseworthy, is something that is good. So total opposite. On that side was control, here to express one's anger, to show one's anger, is something that now is praiseworthy. But it's coming with a provision. What is the provision of expressing one's anger? Is that firstly, إِذَنْ تُهِكَدْ حُرُمَاتِ الشَّرْعِ, that the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the sacred laws of Allah Ta'ala are violated. And the next thing is that we are doing it for the sake of the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person is getting upset for the sake of the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is being violated, is being trampled. But there are 2 aspects as far as the deen is concerned. One is those acts that are forbidden in Islam. In other words, there are hudud, there are limits that are stipulated in Islam, and now someone is going beyond those limits. So acts of commission, going beyond those limits, and now a person is getting upset. Deen, he's not getting upset for himself, he's getting upset for the sake of Sharia. Here is where a person knowingly knows that it's haram, he's got the ilm, he's got the knowledge, and still the person is doing it. So another person gets upset to restore the sanctity of deen. This is something that is praiseworthy, as we'll do in the 1st ayat of the Quran. قال الله تعالى وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Ta'ala says that whoever honors the things that Allah Ta'ala has made sacred, then this will be best for him with his sustainer. Allah Ta'ala will give him great rewards. Allah Ta'ala will increase him in darajat. That person who shows respect to those things that are sacred in deen. In other words, this encompasses the whole of deen. Some of the things that ulama mention, some examples they give of those things that are referred to as the sha'air of Islam, as the sacred things of Islam. Some examples that are given, one is Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif. The other is Nabiullah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other is Kitabullah, the Quran Sharif. If somebody comes and starts kicking the Quran in front of us, showing disregard, scant regard for the Quran, if on that occasion we get upset, this is actually a sign of iman. This ayat of the Quran, Allah is saying, وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. That person who honors those things that Allah Ta'ala has made sacred. So we may ask ourselves that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this ayat under this chapter. What is the link between a person honoring those things that Allah Ta'ala has made sacred and the chapter of getting upset when the laws of Allah Ta'ala are violated? So the link between the two is part of honoring those things, or part of honoring deen and those things that Allah Ta'ala has made sacred, is a person gets upset when the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are being violated. He doesn't stay happy, I'm looking at all the laws of Allah Ta'ala being violated and I just accept it and I be just smiling with everyone and that's it, that's the end of the story. It's not hurting me, it's not getting me upset that the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are getting violated. Part of honoring the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is getting upset at the time when the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are being violated. The next ayah that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought is إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, if you help Allah Ta'ala, He will help you and keep your feet firm. Allah Ta'ala will help you and Allah Ta'ala will keep your feet firm. Again, how is this tying up, this helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would getting upset, is that when a person gets upset for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that getting upset also and correcting the situation is assisting the deen of Allah ta'ala. So, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O believers, if you help Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will help you and keep your feet firm. See how nicely these great muhaddiseen, how they explain things to us. They put the ayat of the Quran in perspective. Otherwise, a person will just think of this person honoring the sacred laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll think only of himself looking after that Quran Sharif, then himself respecting the masjid, respecting the azan, respecting the Jummah. He won't think that if somebody deliberately now is violating the Quran Sharif, or somebody now is desecrating or speaking ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he won't think that now I mustn't do anything. Now he'll actually think that this is part of honoring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of honoring deen, is I get upset if somebody does this. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, on few occasions I heard him mentioning that he went to one house, one place, and the Quran Sharif was kept on top of the television. It upset him so much, it got him so upset, that in few bayans he mentioned this, that how can the Quran be disrespected in such a manner, that such a dirty, filthy shaitan box that's there in the house, instead of the Quran being put somewhere else in a clean shelf, somewhere nicely, it is just kept on top of this dirty shaitan box. In other words, when these pious people, they would see these things, forget about just having a television in the home, to put the Quran on top is actually this showing this scant regard to such a Mubarak Kitab, the Kitabullah. So now this is a sign that the person has got Iman, and he sees these things and it hurts him and it affects him. So therefore you find many pious people, even in this time and age, you'll see them getting upset, they're speaking out when they're seeing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being violated. It's not because they are the people of anger, no. It's the people, those are people that are honoring the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah Ta'ala in one ayat of the Quran mentions that those people that honor the sacred laws, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a sign that these people have taqwa. They have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is the only thing that is honoring them and honoring. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we also honor the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we take care. Therefore, when these opportunities come, we should be extra careful. For example, azan is going. Now, at that time, we shouldn't be speaking. We're honoring the azan. It is the time for salah. We're honoring that salah. We're giving that salah its due respect. It is the day of Jumu'ah. We're giving the Jumu'ah also it is great respect. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't just sit on the phone there and watch what we want to watch and listen to what we want to watch and just scroll the internet. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to give it its great respect. Like that a person is going to Baytullah, person is going to Madinah Sharif. There's not a place now where he takes out his phone and takes photographs. Firstly, photographs is haram to take of animate objects. And then not only it is haram, it is doing it in such a sacred place that is multiplying that haram so many more fold. So therefore we find that part of honoring the sacred laws, part of honoring the salient features of Islam is person showing respect, showing adab. And also at the same time, when these laws are being violated, he's getting upset. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this. Adab and respect is something which is very, very important. It is one of the things that will take a person very high, or it is one thing that can drop a person very fast. Therefore in Urdu is a very nice saying, Ba adab ba nasib, be adab be nasib. To the extent that the person has got respect, to that extent this person will become fortunate. To that extent this person will be rewarded from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the extent that he shows disrespect, scant regard, disregard for seniors, for people of deen, for the masajid, in general for those things that are related to Islam and deen, he shows scant regard, then what will happen? To that extent will this person be unfortunate. He'll lose out in this world and he'll lose out in the year after. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities in life. See what a beautiful balance deen is. At one side we are taught don't get upset, don't get angry. And the other side, if it's for the sake of Islam and for the sake of deen, if you get angry, it is something now that is praiseworthy. Something that was not praiseworthy now becomes praiseworthy. The condition is, it must be for deen and not for any type of personal grudge or any type of personal revenge. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.